Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning. August 19th, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Texar hosts 10th annual search party to support life-saving rescue efforts across Texas. Texas Search and Rescue, Texar, is hosting its 10th annual search party on September 20th at the Renaissance Hotel in Austin. This event is crucial for raising funds to support Texar's emergency response efforts across Texas. Founded in 2004, Texar provides specialized services at no cost and has become a key player in disaster relief. With recent floods in the Hill Country, the need for support is greater than ever. The search party, made possible by the Cowboy Auctioneer team, is essential for Texar's success. To learn more about Texar's work in the upcoming event, visit texar.org. For sponsorship opportunities, visit texar.org/search-party. And to support the Cowboy Auctioneer team's charitable efforts, visit cowboyauctioneer.com.
State Roundup. Moore says he'll working toward affordable housing. Court, part of state digital tax illegal. Repetitor Harris threatens to help Trump pull financial funds from state ED debt. Governor Wes Moore is taking action to address affordable housing, aiming to spur new projects. A federal appeals court ruled part of Maryland's digital ad tax unconstitutional, citing free speech concerns. Heather Miller Rubens and Laura Hargrove are launching a program to foster connections among religious leaders. Repetitor Andy Harris threatened to withhold Maryland's federal education funds unless Superintendent Carrie Wright steps back from a school board conflict. U.S. Sen. Chris Van Hollen steps into the role of Maryland's senior senator. Former federal workers like Ethan Taylor are filling teacher shortages. Baltimore opts for a $152 million settlement from opioid manufacturers. The Baltimore County Council's redistricting plan faces scrutiny for potentially violating the Voting Rights Act, and a Chinese chef in Fells Point is pivoting to Mexican ingredients due to Trump tariffs on Chinese imports.
Tarrant Event Center to host Quinceañera Open House Expo, August 24, 2025. Tarrant Event Center will host a Quinceañera Open House Expo on August 24, 2025, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. The event will feature top local vendors, party ideas, and venue tours, providing families with a one-stop shop for all their quinceañera needs. Attendees can meet photographers, caterers, decorators, dress boutiques, DJs, and more, all in one convenient location. With both indoor and outdoor spaces, ample free parking, and modern amenities, the Tarrant Event Center is the perfect setting for milestone celebrations. Guests can tour the venue, sample treats, and gather inspiration to plan an unforgettable quinceañera. Admission is free, but space is limited, so early arrival is recommended to make the most of this valuable resource.
Leaders in Madison, Wisconsin, to consider elimination of stringent and outdated parking requirements in the city. City leaders in Madison, Wisconsin, are considering eliminating stringent and outdated parking requirements in the city. The existing burdensome zoning regulations dictate minimum parking requirements, which were originally put in place in the 1950s when parking became a consideration due to the increase in cars. However, these requirements are now seen as unnecessary and costly. Haltom City, Texas, is also exploring the removal of parking mandates to rejuvenate development and attract businesses. Haltom United Business Alliance is advocating for an open-option parking system, allowing developers to choose the amount of on-site parking needed based on individual operations. This move could encourage more businesses to return to Haltom City and boost the availability of affordable housing, similar to recent changes in cities like Austin, Texas, and Spokane, Washington, where parking mandates have been eliminated to promote growth and progress.
Tree Mosley's 43-point explosion lifts Florida Pythons to championship, motivating peers across the court. Tree Mosley's standout performance in the A High School Boys Championship tournaments at Swamp Fest 3, where he scored a total of 43 points over 2 days, led the Florida Pythons to victory in their division. Coach Tony Rivers, founder of the Pythons, praised Trey's energy and hunger for success, highlighting his impact on and off the court. Tree's skills as a jump shot shooter, defensive player, and team player have inspired his peers and coaches alike. The Pythons' commitment to developing young talent, exemplified by players like Trey, has led to numerous college scholarships for their athletes. With Tree Mosley leading the way, the Florida Pythons continue to inspire the next generation of athletes to pursue their dreams with determination.
VentureX opens cutting-edge co-working space in Frederick, Maryland. VentureX, a national brand offering beautiful workspaces on flexible terms, has opened a new location in Frederick, Maryland. Owned by multi-unit operator Richie Parsons, the 20,000-square-foot space at 7100 Guilford Drive features 99 private offices, 4 meeting rooms, and state-of-the-art technology. The grand opening celebration is set for September 18, 2025. The space was designed to inspire productivity and foster connections, reflecting Frederick's vibrant community. Parsons, a VentureX franchisee, also operates locations in Virginia and Tennessee. VentureX Frederick offers a dynamic space for local entrepreneurs, startups, and remote workers to collaborate and grow, supporting innovation and attracting new talent to the area. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.